Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sophia from the USA. Please like and subscribe to SDA. When I was little, I'd always wanted to be like my parents, high-achieving scientists. But as I grew, I realized I could never because I sucked at everything. Driving lessons, sports, school.
Another F, Sophia.
So I gave up. My parents were often disappointed, but they always tried to be understanding.
You'll do much better if you just put in the effort.
I wish it was that easy, but being used to failure just had a way of making me feel insecure about myself and everything. In school, I was even known as the unpopular loser.
Hey, loser! Disappear! We need this spot! Is your name written on it?
That was Heather, the smartest girl in my class, and her dumb, super-rich boyfriend, Cameron. I never understood what she saw in him. He was way below her standards. He gave me a mean stare, and I just left the table for them.
Whatever. I was done eating anyways.
After school that day, I headed home, and on the way, spotted a new antique store that I'd never seen before, and walked in to look around. I mistakenly bumped into a shelf of figurines, and everything clattered to the floor. I apologized to the owner as I picked them up.
I'm so sorry.
You look like you might be going through something. Talk to me, child. What's wrong?
I don't really talk to strangers.
Especially ones who look mysterious and sniffed at people like creeps.
I'm no ordinary stranger. I can sense a bad aura around you. So many failures.
She was right, but how?
How did you know that?
You'll find out. I have just the thing for you.
The woman disappeared behind her desk and brought out a weird figurine of a man with marks on his face and something like a small horn protruding backwards.
What's that? It's a very special, important artifact. It'll take care of all of your failures. Have you ever heard of Eshu, an Orisha of the Yubora tribe in Nigeria?
No. What about him?
Before the woman could say anything more, someone interrupted, and she became preoccupied with him, so I had to leave. That night, I did a little browsing and found out that Eshu was a powerful god of change, fate, duality, crossroads, a few more things, but there was one constant in every source I checked. He could alter a lot in a person's life, like my grades. Wait, there's more. Eshu can also cause bad change. Well, that's a downer. Was the artifact safe to use? But the good outweighed the bad, and it was super tempting. Well, I'm sure the bad was something I could handle. I had to use this.
Please help me score better grades in school and make me so popular and confident.
I got a piece of rope from my jewelry bud and tied the artifact around my neck like a pendant before I slept off. I woke up the next day feeling extremely confident and better than ever. The artifact's magic was working. I dressed up for school and couldn't even recognize myself in the mirror. At school, everyone stared at me in shock, and it only made me feel more confident. In the classroom later that day, the teacher gave a pop quiz. And guess what?
Dan, a C. Frankie, a B.
Wait for it.
And Sophia, an A? I had scored an A! OMG! This artifact was my good luck charm. After class, I headed to the cafeteria and found Heather taunting another student as usual. I was filled with so much confidence as I approached her.
Hey, leave her alone!
Or what? You can't do anything!
I grabbed a plate of pasta and splashed it on her face, and she looked so furious.
You ruined my makeup!
After Heather left, I faced the girl she had been attacking.
Hey, are you all right?
Sorry, I can't hear without my hearing aid. I'm deaf. Thank you for saving me back there. I'm Lottie, by the way.
I'm Sophia. Why did you let Heather push you around?
Oh, I'm new here, and I only wanted her to show me around. I didn't know she'd be mean.
Well, I can show you around if you want.
Really? Thanks!
As promised, I showed Lottie around, and from there, we became really tight friends and were practically inseparable. The school term finally came to an end, and I made it to the top of my class. Mom and Dad were so happy that they got me tons of gifts.
We're so proud of you, baby girl. We got you presents.
If only they knew about the artifact. I felt like a fraud deceiving my innocent parents, but I couldn't tell them the truth, or the smiles on their faces would disappear. Everything felt like it was going so well for me, and it made Heather mad.
Hey, loser! I don't know how you suddenly went from an F to an A, but no one takes my spot! Maybe just study harder instead of being a meanie! Stay out of my spot, or you'll hate crossing me!
Heather walked away and I just scoffed. I guess she wasn't used to taking second place. The next week, I was feeling lucky, so I decided to rekindle my love for science once more and take part in my town science fair. I came out as the overall winner with a whopping cash prize of $2,000!
And the winner of this year's science fair is Sophia!
Congratulations, honey!
Don't be reckless with your money. Save it in a bank, all right?
At school, I became so popular that I practically overthrew Heather from her throne, and I decided I was going to use some of my money to throw a big party. I had to prove to everyone my loser era was over. Lottie and I spent the whole day discussing plans.
I think I'll rent a fancy mansion for the party. That'll cost a lot of money. I can always get another. Why do you sound so sure?
I figured I could trust Lottie, so I showed her the artifact.
This, it's an artifact of the Yoruba god, Eshu, in Nigeria. He can change a person's life and fate. Do your parents know about it?
Nope. I can't tell them. And they don't have to know about this party either. Promise me, Lottie.
Promise. But at some point, you know they'll find out, right?
I'll handle that when the day comes. Anyways, come on. We have to share these flyers around school.
Lottie and I got to school and shared the flyers around. And later, when we finished, we were spending some time in the cafeteria when Heather and Cameron approached us.
Hey, heard you were having a party. Where are our invites?
I thought that was pretty obvious. You're not invited.
The words flowed freely from my mouth, and I felt like it was because of the artifact.
You'll regret saying that. Come on, Heather.
Cameron grabbed Heather's hand, and for a moment, she pulled her arm away like she didn't want to go with him. But he grabbed it, and she just went along. That was weird.
Good riddance. They don't own this school.
The next day, I dressed up in my party clothes for the party. The pendant on my neck didn't match my outfit, so I took it off and carefully placed it in my handbag. Then, I wore a large coat over my dress to hide it from my parents.
Mom, Dad, I'm going over to Lottie's. I'm staying the night, so I'll see you tomorrow.
Why are you dressed in a coat?
It's a little cold outside. Don't want to fall sick.
All right, honey. Be safe.
Phew, that was close.
As soon as I got out, I took off my coat and headed straight for the party. And it was so fun. That was until the crazy couple came.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cameron and Heather crashed it, like literally crashed into it with a car. I'm calling the cops on you two. You almost hurt everyone. I warned you.
To my surprise, Heather ran towards me and started begging.
Please, don't call the cops. Cameron didn't mean it. We're sorry.
Seeing her apologize for the first time ever gave me such a power trip, and I just couldn't help the next few words that came out of my mouth.
Prove you're sorry. Say, you're my queen, Sophia, and I'm such a loser. Here, in front of everyone.
To my surprise, Heather said the words.
You're my queen, Sophia, and I'm such a loser. Good. Now, leave my party and never come back.
Cameron looked furious, but Heather grabbed his arm and pulled him away.
Come on, Cameron.
After the crazy couple left, I turned around to face an upset Lottie.
You didn't have to go that far with Heather. It was mean. She and Cameron deserved it. They crashed my party, but you didn't have to turn into her to make a point. Come on, Lottie. I could never be like Heather.
I convinced Lottie I was on my best behavior, and after a while, she cheered up.
Fine. Can I keep my phone in your bag? I don't want to lose it.
I gave Lottie the bag and just kept dancing. The next morning when I got home, I noticed the artifact was missing from my bag. And after spending hours searching, I realized who must have taken it.
Where is it? What are you talking about? My artifact! Don't act like you don't know! Isn't it always around your neck? It was in my bag yesterday, which I gave you. You're the only one I told of its powers. Stop acting dumb! That's not a nice way to talk to a friend. A thief isn't my friend. Took only a little popularity and some cash for you to turn into a meanie too, huh?
Lottie furiously banged her locker door in my face and stomped away. And I was so mad at everything. I needed to cool down, so I went into the bathroom. And after a little while, Heather and a strange older lady walked in. I didn't want to be noticed, so I tried to stay as quiet as possible.
Mom, Cameron is crazy. I don't want to be with him.
Shush! Do you want to ruin the business deal I have with his father? It was just a car crash into some silly party.
He almost hurt someone and destroyed people's stuff.
Why are you so difficult? All you have to do is date the dumb boy and help him with his scores since he can't even spell his own name.
But he's a psycho. I'm tired of pretending to everyone that I like him.
You'll pretend for as long as I want you to. Also, you need to come right at the top of your class again. You're starting to look stupid to Cameron's parents. I can't afford that. Do you understand?
Heather's mom sounded so mean, and I felt so bad for the way I'd treated Heather in the past. As soon as her mom left, she fell against the toilet sink crying, and I just wanted to come out and comfort her. Until her stupid boyfriend walked in with a long stack of books, which he dumped right in front of her.
The nerve! Go away, Cameron!
You look ugly when you cry. Anyways, I have some more assignments for you. I need them by tomorrow.
Who did he think he was?
Seeing him speak that way to Heather made me so furious I stepped out of my hiding spot.
Hey, jerk! Why don't you go away like she asked you to? You again! No one's here, so I'll just deal with you once and for all!
Cameron tried to attack me, but Heather suddenly stood between us.
If you don't go away, I won't write your assignments!
The threat seemed to work, because he glared at me before he turned around and walked out of the toilet. Heather turned towards me.
You didn't hear or see anything here today.
Then she grabbed Cameron's books and followed suit without even glancing at me. Throughout the day, I tried to catch her alone and succeeded when I found her in an empty class.
Hey, are you all right?
Just because I stood up for you to my jerk of a boyfriend doesn't mean we're friends.
I had no idea what you were going through, and I'm sorry for making your pain worse.
Oh, don't be the goody-goody two-shoes now, queen.
All day, I felt so guilty about how I treated Heather, but I didn't even notice the cops and my furious parents standing in front of my home.
Miss Sophia, you're under arrest for vandalizing the properties of a mansion rented to you for a party.
What are you talking about? Cameron was the one who crashed the party, not me!
The cop didn't even listen to me as they placed me in handcuffs and took me away. My parents couldn't look at me once. They later came to the station to bail me out that night, and the ride home was really quiet. As soon as we got home, they faced me.
Heather told us everything, and we're so disappointed in you. An artifact and a party? Really? You lied to us. We didn't bring you up that way, Sophia.
Jeez, they were right. I was a horrible person. I broke down into tears.
I'm so sorry. Everyone made me feel like such a loser. I just wanted to prove you all wrong. I didn't mean to hurt anyone.
Oh, honey, you're not a loser. We've never thought you were one. We just wanted you to believe in yourself and do better. You don't need an artifact for that. You just need yourself.
I love you too so much.
Mom and Dad's words comforted me, and after a while, my tears subsided.
There's someone you need to see. She really cares about you.
Mom and Dad left the room, and Lottie walked in. Overwhelmed by my emotions, I hugged her.
Lottie, I didn't mean any of those things I told you.
I know. You were kind of right. I did steal your artifact. But it was only because I wanted to help you.
I don't understand.
I looked up Eshu, and I know he likes to show the two sides to everything. You got everything you wanted, but you also became mean and unlike yourself. You even started lying to your parents.
I'm going to fix everything.
Lottie's words made a lot of sense to me. So the next day, we decided to return the artifact back to the antique owner.
Welcome back, child. You look better than the last time you were here.
Thank you. I just wanted to return this. It gave me what I wanted, but I also turned into a bad person.
Oh, child, that was all you. Not this fake replica artifact of Eshu. I sensed an aura of insecurity around you and figured you needed something to boost your confidence. It was all a mind trick.
I couldn't believe my ears. Everything I won was all on my own. And the people I hurt in the process, too.
Wow, Sophia. That means you must be a genius.
Everything felt too good to be true, but there was one lingering question on my mind.
Who are you?
A fortune teller.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Thank you for helping me discover myself.
After that day, I became better and started to put effort into everything I did. But there was one thing left, Heather.
Heather was the student with the highest score.
After class ended that day, she approached me.
Did you fail yourself to give me a higher score?
What? That's ridiculous.
You're bad at lying. Thank you, I guess. And I'm sorry about being mean to you and your friend. I wanted an output for my anger, and I used you to. You didn't deserve it.
Just like Cameron doesn't deserve you.
You're right. I need to end things with him.
I'll be with you as your support. If his parents or your mom try anything, we can sue them with some of my lottery money.
Thank you so much, Sophia.
Heather later ended things with Cameron, and to everyone's surprise, she became close friends with me and Lottie. We were like the Powerpuff Girls. Together, we all graduated at the top of our class, and I grew up to be a scientist just like my parents. Effort really pays off, guys. You just have to try. The easy way out isn't always the best way.